ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, Verse 82. Tataika gramana diro. Tataika gramana giro. Govinda charanam bhujam. Govinda charanam bhujam. Vimukta sangona bhajam. Vimukta sangonu bhajam. Bhaktya tat samyatam agat. Bhaktya tat samyatam agat. Tatra der eka angamana, with full attention. Diraha, sober. Govinda, of Krishna. Karana ambujam, unto the lotus feet. Vimukta, freed from. Sangaha, material association. Abujam, anubhajam, continuously. And engaging in devotional service. Bhaktya, by pure devotion. Tat, with the Lord. Samyatam, quality. Okay. Sorry for my English. Anyway, verse should be different, and therefore I have not enough time for preparing my English for the class. Sorry. Agat, achieved. Translation. Having undergone austerities. Excuse me? Somebody was turning, so I think if somebody turned, it was no better. Closer. So I did like that. Is this okay? Yeah? Okay. I'm sorry. Having undergone austerities and penance at Kapilashram, King Prachinabari attained full liberation from all material designation and constantly engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord and attained a spiritual position, qualitatively, wow, equal to that of Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is later. Sorry. I'm nervous. Purport of Divine Grace Śrīla Prabhupādki. There is special in this word. This word tat samyatam agat. The king attained the position of possessing the same status of the same form at the death of the Lord. This definitely proves that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is always person, in his impersonal feature, he is the rise of his transcendental body. When a living entity attains spiritual perfection, he also attains the same type of body, known as Satchit Ananda Vigraha. This spiritual body, never mixed with the material elements, allowed in conditional life, the living entity is surrendered by material elements, earth, water, fire, air, sky, mind, intelligence, and ego. He remains always aloof from them. In other words, the living entities can be liberated from the material condition at any moment, provided that he wish to do so. The material environment is called Maya. According to Krishna, Devi Hyashaguna Mai Mama Mayada Durat Yaya Mam Eva Ye Prapadyante Mayam Etam Tarantite. This divine energy of mine consisting of all of the three modes of material nature is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. Bhagavad Gita 7:14. As soon as the living entity engages in the transcendental loving service of the Lord, he immediately attains freedom from all material conditions. Sagunan mamatiyatiya brahma bhuyaya kalpate. In the material state, the living entity is on the Jiva Bhuta platform, but when he renders devotional service to the Lord, he is elevated to the Brahma Bhuta platform. On the Brahma Bhuta platform, the living entity is liberated from material bondage and he engages in the service of the Lord. In this verse, the word dhira is sometimes read as vira. Actually, there is not very much difference. The word dhira means sober, and vira means hero. One who is struggling against Maya is a hero. And one who is sober enough to understand his position is a dhira. Without becoming sober and heroic, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. Śrīla Prabhupādaki. That's it. Amagyanātim rendasyāgyan ujjamaśatkāchak śrīmītāni mūtasināśi gurāvanam ahamukam karutvichanam tamgumnam kati. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatarbhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Nama Namaha Hare Krishna. I'm really sorry for my English. It's actually, we can start bhajan now, because Prabhupada told everything. It's amazing. It's really amazing. Who wants to start bhajan? But actually, Prabhupada is writing here, before quoting Bhagavad Gita, like, conditional soul is actually not mixing with this material elements, and it's easy to attain the spiritual level and spiritual perfection, and it's just easy. Easy was for Dhruva Maharaj, for example. easy for Narada Muni. But and in Bhagavad Gita, in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada is so difficult, is almost not possible. And we cannot find out when we actually felt in this material world. And it's like it's easy and it's not easy. Actually it's simple but it's not easy. Yeah, this is what is really amazing. It's simple for simple person but not simple for difficult person. And actually when we Prabhupada is writing later, when we concentrate just on service only and just only and like we have great example of Draupadi when she was grabbing from her sari from Dushasan was actually bringing her on the place of where they was playing dice and actually anyway they was Dushasan wanted to take from her the sari and she was like asking everybody like oldest Bhima was saying Bhishma it's difficult to say this is you are free or not free because you are wife and whatever but she was just even on moment she was trying just keep her sari by tips even. Ha ha! Govinda, Govinda! Actually, Gopinath. But when she understood she is completely hopeless, she just, Gopinath! And then this was start working. And in this moment is easy. It's simple and easy. And actually, this material world is quite interesting because actually Krishna make kind of effort create this material world for us quite strange. Because actually we are part of the same, we have the same quantity, quality like Krishna, but like you know, everybody knows, like drop of water from ocean have the same quality. But he gave to us free will, and he said, you have choice, and. We choose something else than him. So, personally, I doesn't like my free will because my free will just put me here, and it's quite suffering. And I blaming everybody because I'm suffering, but actually, it's because of me. I chose this, and it's kind of. Long way for getting back to our home because the world is built from some shells like we have gross shells and then we have mind about mind Hrida Chaitanya Prabhu was reading today in this Japa book of Burjan Prabhu. And this is amazing how he is distracting us actually. One moment he is saying, you are great chanter. Other you see, you're thinking about Maya and you just and from actually in this life from childhood we was listening our mind, which is just like Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati was saying, we have to beat mind by shoes morning or brush afternoon. But this is opposite for us. The mind just beating us all the time. Because something, this and that. And it's actually kind of connection. Mind, intelligence and false ego. So, and if we not spiritualize our intelligence, the intelligence cooperate just throwing wonderful way to false ego, and we just, oh, you great chanter, yeah, I'm the best. So, and when mind is saying, oh, you really, really, really bad chanter, you the most worst, and we just, the intelligence saying, yeah, you worse. You maybe can even stop this process because it's not working for you. Doesn't work. So, and it's our duty is also like spiritualize the intelligence, and then will be much more easy. Of course, we have to spiritualize. How to say this, spirit-wise? Our all senses, everything, like tone, we're taking prasadam, eyes, we're looking deity, we're just touching touching devotee in kirtan and whatever, jumping, and like yesterday devotee was saying nice things about tour. Polish Tour Festival, there is perfection of kirtan, of bhajan. It's true. I was some years on festivals, and we had some kind of private also kirtans and bhajan, especially when Suhotra Swami was coming. Haha. This was just completely amazing. Amazing. Was crazy. Like Krishna Das was searching for crazy kirtans or something. But this was really crazy. One of them, for example, devotee was standing, and this was on gymnastic hall. And was this, you know, this kind of for making exercises. So Maharaj and my Guru Maharaj, they was just walking and was jumping on us. I was like jumping on us, and this was amazing. And some devotee went for two buckets with water, and we have Charanamrita. Actually, we did Abhishek. This was not Padya, this was Abhishek. So, this is like, of course, every time have own Lila and this and that, like Lord Chaitanya have private bhajans, kirtans, and private Harinam Sankirtan. So on tour also was kind of, I think it's, I don't know now, but I really appreciate this time when I was there, and was amazing. Was time for us for getting the nectar from sadhus, and the sadhu just put almost like cravat, or the, how is this, suit and tie, yeah, and was going preaching, just like that. Everything was paka, on the stage, but this is yeah, like that. So we can make spiritual our senses, like everything, actually walking to the temple. And anyway, Ambarish Maharaj was doing this, and we have to follow in his footsteps. Like that. And about the process is not so easy. Actually, all living entity going, like we're taking birth and we're just getting some childhood and this and that. So we developing somehow through certain platforms, like what child, what first doing? Just whatever is like putting in mouth. This, oh, it's Annamaya. Then is something else like Pranamaya. It's like see, oh, some other person around me, but still it's Manomaya and Jana, called also Janamaya, and like we try get some kind of pleasure from be around and all the time eating, but we developing our relationship with others more and more, and then is Vijnana, and we realizing, we hope, and fortunately we are spirit soul, we are not this body, but still we are just getting roots, still we have roots in material world, but last the level is Annamaya. Anandamaya means getting pleasure, but we're getting this pleasure in moment when we giving the pleasure, like giving to others pleasure, and we send like want please Krishna through Guru and exactly others, and then the pleasure coming. It's like much more, we have much more bliss in moment when we won't give the pleasure. So it's like when we egoistic and egocentric, we're getting some kind of on this platform of false ego. We're getting the pleasure. But when it's real ego, we transfer this false ego for ego, we just see Krishna. And even others, it's like not easy things for in this process. It's like we can get really like roping with getting the wanted devotional service like for pleasure of for us. It's possible because somebody dressing nice DT and thinking, oh yeah, I'm a really great dresser. Somebody making nice kirtan bhajan, what was yesterday, yeah, I'm great. So this is the like the razor is really, really difficult. Get the real devotional service, pure devotional service, because it's contaminated with our desires, with our karma. And this is like kind of painful because we start realizing this, we won't change. But it's like kind of crazy train which have closed door or even crazy aeroplane. And we're realizing we won't go from this place. But it's not possible because door closed and I won't change. But still the karma going. Our contamination of desires of from previous lives, they just pushing us, and we won't really. I won't be pure devotee. I won't go out. I have go out, but I cannot because it's, so. What to do in this moment? Just. But it's really important to find out who we are, what we want, and which kind of desires we have. So we have varnas, ashrams, and go by this way. Shri Radha Gopinathki, Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra ki jai, Gaura Nitai ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So it's like, what I was saying, going. Yeah, it's difficult actually for get out from all these things. But like really very important things is desire. through desire and determination, we can get slowly. This coming not so fast, but if we continue, the mind is always saying, "Ah, you really in Maya, you all the time this and that." So if we have determination, and we just continue, just slowly. After sometimes this will change. It's like, yeah, we can say about ourselves and other self. Let's see us 15 years ago, 20. When, whatever, on beginning of this process, was completely different. Mind was just really beating us, and now we start beat mind. But the karma going still on, because we have this body. Guru gave to us initiation of holy name, and he took karma. But why am I suffering? Why am I still suffering? Because the karma which is connected with this body is still going on. So we have to continue, and actually Prabhupada is saying, like, end of this purport is amazing. Like, somebody have to be hero and sober. So we have to be hero in our spiritual life. Like Akshaman, we're just going. Forehead, yeah, like, and then we can see in sober way more and more with time ourselves and others, and this is like this levels of Annamaya, Pranamaya. This, like, for example, somebody is hungry, somebody is on Annamaya platform. Whatever is around, just, I won't eat. Just put in mouth. And oh, actually, men usually doing this. Woman is a little bit different. And just whatever. Okay, I'm satisfied. But if we are on higher platform, this connected also with gunas, with different eating on. Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, different eating in ignorance. Passion, and when we getting like more advanced, we just even we don't saying now about bhakti yoga, but like generally, okay, somebody is on Annamaya, whatever it is to eat eating, but somebody going higher won't eat more delicious stuff, but somebody is higher won't share with this delicious stuff. And we're going higher, wow, Krishna, first Krishna, then devotee, but still it's like, and we're developing. This is, actually, is how to say, scientific process. It's really, really easy to understand all of these things. And actually, religion is for this, like give up our desires for be in center. Like slowly, we don't have so much culture here in our Western country, but in India it's like that. Just people slowly going up and up. They want, actually this. Everything is pushed by desire of happiness. Somebody won't be happy, but and more and coming out, he have to worship the my gods. Wow! So I have to do some effort, and I will happy more. I will getting much more. Then later, okay, it's yeah. Some person on top of the my gods, like Indra or Brahma, and then person who really engaging in yogistic process start understanding, and this is like Vijnana coming. Is somebody beyond even the my gods? Is Vishnu is Shri Krishna. And then we just won't be happy. So we start worshipping Krishna, but then we are on like Kanishtadikari, we won't be happy, and we and Krishna, and that's it. But when we rising more, we start see, and Krishna is actually in Nectar of Devotion is verse which is saying, if somebody worshipping Krishna and don't care of devotee, it's not my devotee. Who care, take care of devotee, is my devotee. It's like, yeah, we, like Prabhupada was amazing. Somebody was asking Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, how many pure devotees we have on this planet? Prabhupada said, how many of us? How many devotees in ISKCON? This and this amount. So, this much pure devotee we have. Because he's pure devotee. And he saw everybody like pure devotee. So when the we have to be hero and actually really, really going on. And because we're saying actually chant Hare Krishna. This is perfection. But it's something else to do. Some really details also to do in our life. Desires, like we have the story about sorrow, this bird, green bird, which ocean took the eggs. And anyway, and he have determination, and actually we also should add prayers for Krishna, Vandanam, what is really, really important, and all these things will changing, and kind of Garuda coming and helping to us, big devotee. We have here really nice association of advanced devotee. Like, actually, I don't know what will be with this place if not Hriday Chaitanya Prabhu. He is father of us, of 100. It's amazing, taking care really of this. And just thinking all the time how to do this, something collapsed, so something else, and then he taking, and Yadunandan Swami, he just really, and this is, we can see how great they are, because they taking care of us. They taking care of us, and they dear to Krishna, because they really care of us. But me, I'm caring of myself. So this is really, really different. And yeah, the effort. Without becoming sober and heroic, one cannot attain spiritual salvation. And actually, like, we have to really put Krishna in the center. Like, it's nice story. Actually, I prepared a little bit more for the next verse, but anyway. But it's nice story. Prabhupada quote in Krishna book from Srimad Bhagavatam story when one Brahman was coming to the king Ugrasena and he was complaining his child died. And how is possible? How this is possible? My child died. I mean in that time was really when Krishna was on planet and Yudhishthir was on planet, and so planet was really, really like in Satya Yuga. Everything's rain is on night, is every seasons is like very perfect, like in schedule, tak 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 tak, and everybody is not surprised, like we have some kind of, you know, whatever, who knows what will be after 10 days, which kind of weather. And especially Belgium is like 3, even sometimes 4 seasons during one day. So actually, when really pious person, and especially pious king, is everything is organized, everything's going well. But Brahma was just, this Brahman came to Ugrasen and he was complaining, my son is dead. You are, he was really chastising this king. Why are you doing like that? I think you are not a bona fide person for being king. And then he was just angry. And there was also Krishna, was Balaram, Aniruddha, son of Krishna. And anyway, the story is like 9 sons of this Brahma died. And when he was complaining on 9th time, Arjuna was there. And Arjuna was listening, and he says, so, is no any Kshatriya here who can protect your son? And actually, because the Brahman was kind of chastising and criticizing even Krishna, Balaram, and Arjuna got some kind of doubt. And even he was a little bit sarcastic. So if I'm not Aniruddha, I'm not Pradyumna, I'm not Krishna, I'm not Balaram, but I will protect your next child. So don't be worried. I have Wuk Gandiva, gone, and I will protect. I got Pashupata Astra from Shiva. I will protect your son. And actually, Brahman was not so much believing to Arjuna world, but somehow, okay. So you come, and actually, Arjuna was thinking, so the Krishna did nothing because he was 9th child of Brahman, and then he was even start praying to Lord Shiva, to his Guru Maharaj, and from whom he got the Pashupata Astra. And Krishna had house really next to the place of this Brahman, and he was watching all this situation. And then Arjuna came protecting the child. Actually, it was interesting because the mother of the wife of this Brahman was getting, like, how to say, deliberation or whatever. The child, next child was coming, and Brahma was just, oh, she, Arjuna, come, meditating. And Arjuna came. This was, chah, like that. They don't have mobile phone that time. They don't need that. And even something more, even cars or whatever. And Arjuna came, chuk. He makes some protection from the arrows, and then he was protecting by some celestial weapons. And then he was sure, it's like, stand peacefully, okay, I'm good. Good guy, and I have really I protecting this. But the child born and then was crying, and just no cry anymore, and disappeared the child. Even all the weapons of Arjuna, pak disappeared, and Krishna was laughing from this because Arjuna, don't put Krishna in the center. He had difficulty, and he was like, oh, what's going on? And then he transformed his body by mystic power for body which can traveling in over all this material world. And he went to Yamaloka first. Oh, where is this child? There is not. So, and he was here and there, like visiting Varuna planet and Agni, whatever, everywhere. And he didn't find anywhere this Brahman sons. Then, but the interesting point was, what I forgot to mention, Arjuna told, okay, if I will fail with my mission, I go to the fire. And Arjuna fell, and he was thinking, okay, I'm going to the fire because I promised. Kshatriya, if saying something, it's like, wow, it's amazing. Anyways, many things which proving many stories from Mahabharata about that. But Arjuna was ready and Krishna came. And they have this connection without any phones and this and that. They just was really connected, especially Arjuna and Krishna, because they Naranarayan, they all the time the friends, all the time together, and Arjuna. So Krishna was saying, Shanti, wait little bit. We will find children of Brahman. And they went over material world, all the shells, it's like anyway, the earth, and everybody knows earth is eight. It's like finish on actually from it's finish on is five gross and three subtle, and then they went to Brahmajyoti, and Arjuna was completely surprised because was really like the influence, the light of this Brahmajyoti was really powerful. And then even the horses of Krishna, after Brahmajyoti, they had difficult. So Krishna, chakra, and chakra was lighting. Then they went to Mahavishnu. And Mahavishnu, Svagate, welcome. I was waiting for you. This in purpose, I took this children, because I wanted to see you, both of you. And then Krishna actually, for showing example to everybody, he make obeisances, and Arjuna was quiet, and Krishna even guy do make obeisances to him, to Mahavishnu, his supreme lord, and Arjuna okay, and this is actually story when Krishna is, we putting Krishna on side. Like we believe more in our powers and whatever, and then everything is, if it's contaminated by our false ego, is of course actually I've been in Mayapur. And Bhaktivedanta Purna Maharaj was really pushing, saying the many stories about how is difficult be Krishna consciousness, and how even he was mentioned somebody can chant 16 four rounds. Don't mean is Krishna consciousness. Somebody can be great pujari. Don't mean he is Krishna conscious. It's amazing. And actually came question, how? Pujari dressing really beautiful and what? Is not Krishna consciousness? And Maharaj was saying, yeah, this can be. But this person getting effects of service, but on level of putana. Not like pure devotee, but like Putana was also mother, praying mother, and what she wanted to do with Krishna, with poison, she wanted milk Krishna. So the point is like we have our coverings and like we have to really pray to Krishna and Guru, through Guru, and we can have some chance, and really we have to have patience, 50 years patience, if we can live more than 100, even 100 years. But the process is amazing because it's working, you can see. And if we're suffering, means good, means we're making progress, we're doing progress. If we're suffering, means we're beating the mind, and mind is flickering, and what's going on? Before I was boss, and now what's going on? And like Shyamananda Prabhu make this presentation, this actually movie about chanting. Like mind is on the screen. He was like, oh whatever, just maybe kirtan is better. this tingilingi, just whatever, and he conquered mind because he was just chanting. But still, for me, the point is the small details is going well with chanting. Like, small details, I mean, our desire for changing our destiny, our desires. Otherwise, anyway, mantra will push from us the we have to change, because this still free will. We can chanting, and when we're chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and we're thinking about new car, or whatever car, or even nice bicycle, we will get. Because if we're chanting with desires, even personified Mahamantra Hare Krishna is okay. You wishing this, and you're getting this. It's amazing. I heard like when we're making parikram of Giriraj, Govardhan, it's like Govardhan just looking on us and checking which kind of desires we have, what we want. And he's just, okay, you want this? You have in mind this? I'm giving you this. But means we are not ready for pure devotional service. Easy to say, huh? By sitting on this higher chair. Actually, the point for me is, like, we're speaking nice about lecture. We're going on breakfast. It's like that. So we can see our consciousness, which kind of consciousness we have. I can blame myself. I know my. So I hope you have different. You're thinking about Krishna, dreaming about Krishna, and when you're eating prasadam, you're thinking, wow, this Krishna prasadam. I'm not on this platform, but actually, I find out for me, like, I have to have really, really strong desire for change this. Because it's simple. If we will continue with this material desires, and we have our expert here for fulfilling desire, it's Gopinath. And I know a few stories when Gopinath was fulfilling desires. One Mataji, she was just Polish, of course. She was chanting here, and she was like looking on Gopinath and saying, "Wow, you look beautiful. You really beautiful. And your outfit is so great. Somebody make effort. And wait, but we have old car. Maybe we can have. Will be nice have new car. And, oh, sorry, what I'm thinking about." Stupid time, and then she just continued chanting, whatever, some other things coming. But after 2 days, they got donation, and they could buy new car. This is Lila of Radha Desh. not so anyway, but this is proof, like, and her husband was praying to Gopinath about pure devotional service. And then she came to him and, "Swami, you did something, because so difficult, it's like in like pudding, like some really difficult. Whatever movement is so difficult. My spiritual life is breaking down. Whatever. It's so difficult. I did nothing. I just prayed to Gopinath about pure devotional service. No, please turn back. Please ask him for maybe later. Maybe a little bit later." So this is really, really Gopinath fulfilling. So you have... And actually I spent 1 year and more in India. I saw this and that. First time actually I've been, and for a long time. And I realized this. On middle we have Vrindavan, right side Jagannath Puri and you and Mayapur. It's not different. Of course, outside is a little bit colder than Vrindavan, but when I was like that, Bhakta, anyway, now I'm like that a little bit. The body was saying, I don't know from where is this quote, maybe Prabhupada told, but better be here and thinking about Vrindavan than be in Vrindavan and thinking about here, about this place where you're living and your car and the insurance paid or whatever, and if somebody just start this car because it's, if standing on winter, it's like come. Don't want, and it will be broken. So there's actually, we are fortunate to be here. We have to be patient. It's like matras parshaste kuntayashi toshna sukadukada agamapinantistamtikshasva brata. So this Krishna is saying, even Krishna, the winter will go. After winter is what is? It's spring. And then will be even summer. So the nature is showing to us all these things is running, but when we making progress, we will start to be observator. Like the things don't change around us, but we will change. We will see different, we will feel different, because we're hoping we will become pure devotee, and that's it. And we will see and feel different. And we're just laughing. From mine, you stupid. Chant Hare Krishna. Like that. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Śrīmad Bhagavatam ki jai. Taigo Premanande.